I was very fortunate when a student in Maynooth. We had a visit one each year from Canon John Hayes, the founder of Meacham na Chéire, which was the world's first community development movement. And he told us the parish was a community. It was a family, it was a community. And everybody had a contribution to make. Everybody, every group, every person could make a contribution to the community. So he was a wonderful speaker, and we took that message away with us. So eventually when I came here to Kilbride, I visited all the homes of the people. And three homes I visited, men living alone. You could see the sky to the roof. Not good. And I could do nothing about it at the time. But I said, if ever I can do something, we'll do it. And that opportunity came in the millennium year. The director of housing in Roscommon held a seminar here in the community centre on housing, local authority housing, social housing, cooperative housing, all that. But the most interesting thing was the housing officer from Limerick, Mr. Lahan, speaking what they were doing in Limerick. There were about 19 parishes involved in building houses for different groups. And I thought of my three houses. I said, this is it. I said to the housing officer from Limerick, you couldn't go wrong with this. No, he said, it was the destiny of people in your hands, their homes, was in your hands. So we started off from there, and they're very happy. Things really, it was a wonderful project, and it means that people from the parish now, elderly people, they never say, what's going to happen to me in my old age? There'll be a place there for them. So it has worked out well. But when I came here, my parish priest in Roscommon, where I was appointed, Karen Handley, said, you fell on your feet, he said, when he heard I was appointed to Kilbride. And certainly I was. Great community spirit here. Bernie Carney received the community award, Adult Volunteer of the Year. But so many people, the fundraising, Mrs. Kathleen Gibbons, selling tickets, brought in €50,000. 50,000. A lot of work in that, and her husband Jimmy with her. So there are so many people here, very generous with their gifts, with their time. And so we worked along. And whatever we did, it wasn't that we sat down and worked out a plan for the parish. No, it was a response to the needs we saw. As I say, the housing need was there. Another need we saw was there were mothers that were saying, so hard to get childcare. I go to Roscommon, I go somewhere else, and you're worried about the childcare. So we said, why not build a childcare centre? The next door to us here now. And we were very fortunate. The housing had a site available, and we gave that site to them. And the childcare now, I think it's about 56 or so in it. And last night I was speaking to a couple at their baptism there now. It was up to see them with the baptism of a child. And they said how happy their oldest child was down there. Loves to be going down. That's the greatest tribute a place can have. That the children look forward to going. You haven't to drag them in. So anyway, that's how that came about. Likewise, the community centre. Bernie Carney was on about the need for a centre, need for something for youth. We discussed it a lot. And then we asked the parish. We set up a committee and to investigate it. And we looked at about 10 different community centres everywhere. And we asked the people two questions. Do we need a community centre? They all said yes to that one. The second question, we wrote down 22 thing activities, all we could think of. And we said, which five of these would you think would be important for the community centre? And what surprised us was we asked the men on their own, the women on their own, young people. They all said social and sports. They indicated some sports. So we had to build to cater for those two. So we went around looking at a dual-purpose community centre. Couldn't find one. Doesn't exist. We built two centres. We had money for one. Anyway, we said, if we're going to do what has to be done, we have to do that. And we did it, and God was good. He helped us through. So that was that. Then the resource centre in Durn, there was a presbytery that closed down. And it was there. I used to hate passing it by at night, dark, you know, and nobody there, and oh, very gloomy. And then one day, a lady who had MS, Claire Brennan, said to me, "Father Brown, we're setting up a society for the physically handicapped in Roscommon. Could you give us the presbytery?" I said, "I'd be all for it, but I'd have to ask the Bishop Conway." Bishop Conway said, "Yes, certainly." So I said, "Now you have it." They were thinking of the blind, the wheelchair people with MS and other people. So anyway, it made a slow start, naturally. There were various training exercises and things on there. Then it grew. In the last 10 years, it is a flexible learning college, the Dale Centre, and a number of other things. 130 people employed by it now, as much as a good little factory. And they're doing caring work throughout the county. And then there were quite a few employed in the building itself. And all that, again, began from a need. Claire Brennan, who had MS herself, and coming along to say, could we start? Then our schools, you mentioned the schools. When I came here, the new schools in Skull Bridge was being built as a four-teacher school, and we gave it a football field. Sport is very important for a school. So we had a field available. I should have asked the bishop, but I didn't think of it at the time. So they got to have the field. And likewise in Durn, there was a two-teacher school when I came. In the last 2 years, it's grown to an eight-teacher school. We're blessed in the parish with two fine schools. Two churches have been done up as well. Darren Church now is looking beautiful. Former house church too, looking very well. So thank God the parish is doing well.